Oh, yes, we are on. Oh, no, this is... good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. Once again, we're here. And first of all, on behalf of Christine and myself and our general manager, Joanne, who's somewhere around here racing about, Stuart, our head chef, and all the boys and girls that work here, we'd love to welcome you to the Bell. It's wonderful to see so many people here today. I'm absolutely amazed, but thank you for choosing to come and see us. We really welcome it, and it's your atmosphere that creates the lovely feeling that there is here in the Bell. So thank you very much, and without you, it would be a pretty miserable place, actually. Thank you. Well, for the uninitiated, since actually this is the 110th year of the Raising the Bun here at the Bell, and which is an amazing thing, I think, to start have it for so long. It's started by Jack Turnell, who came to here just before about a week before Good Friday, and he realised there was three pubs in this village then, and it's hard enough with two, but with three he was having a problem. So what he did was he thought to himself, well, what can I do to get the people in? And in actual fact, what he did was he told passed around the village that everyone that came in would have a free hot cross bun. Apparently, a bit like today, all the villagers poured into here. There was loads of drink, I believe, and the upshot of all this was that they decided to put a bun on the beam, which is right here. And so here we are again, 110 years later, doing exactly the same thing. And I just hope you all enjoy yourselves here. We better just what's happened since this time last year. Our sous chef here, young Stephen, and his wife Aneshka have had a little girl called Reva, and we're very proud. And of course, one of the great things is that our head chef and his wife, they have three children, so Stephen is getting a lot of advice at the moment from Stuart. So everything is going rather swimmingly in that direction. Also, I hope that you're all listening to Radio Essex last week when our general manager Joanne was on there telling the stories about life in the Bell and also the hot cross buns. And she will sign any autographs afterwards. I think that's enough of that sort of chat. Let's get to the real person, the superstar this year, and that is Mac, who is sitting down actually at the moment. I think he's a little worried about it all. He's got an enormous great lot of stuff to tell you about. But anyway, seriously, just my little bit about it is that Mac came to Horndon on the Hill in 1959, I think it was 1959, and he started Crystal Vale Boarding Kennels. So if you have any dogs and you want to go away on holiday and want to put them up, this is my marketing for him. Crystal Vale. Crystal Vale is the place to go, Crystal Vale. But also, he's a great character. And best of all, he comes to the Bell and eats and drinks here. So you can see how he got put into the position of having to put the bun up this year. So here he is, Mac himself, the man. Thanks very much, John. Good afternoon, everybody. Firstly, I'd like to thank both John, Christine, and of course Joe for giving me the honour of hanging the bun. Can't hear it. I've got a pet idea for it. Right, where was I? Yeah, can I start again then? I'd like to thank both John, Christine, and of course Joe for giving me the honour of hanging the bun in this fine establishment this year. One thing that did baffle me though is that I understood that the role was usually carried out by the older generation. They have obviously taken a more relaxed view on the situation, and I am delighted to be here representing the spring chickens of the village. Unless John chose the oldest looking rather than the oldest in age. As many of you may or may not know, I've personally lived in Orlando for most of my life. Let's call it 50 years. I'm regularly dragged up here, kicking and screaming on the Sunday I am on the Friday. The beer is good, sometimes too good. The staff are friendly, must mention this, especially my granddaughter Ellie, who enjoys working here. But also Joe, Gaz, Stuart, the chief, chef to know better for you. There's so many of them, it'll take ages, but they're all lovely people. We should be all proud of the pub's achievements this year again. It's been awarded a Good Pub Guide, County Dining Pub of the Year. So congratulations to you all on this fantastic award. Well, here we are. As already mentioned, business is business. And of course it wouldn't be right if I didn't mention my own. which is Christabel Kennel. We haven't won as many awards as the Bell, but we only got started in 1957, so there's still time. Now, John gave me a little bit of briefing which he would like me to mention, was the hourly place was Hogan's changed since I first moved in, and the noted people about, well, when I first moved in, my road, Robinson Road, was unmade. Hillcrest Road was unmade. Parts of Gordon Road was unmade. I had a zoo opposite me, including a lion, a panther, fish, monkeys. They've all gone now. A Catholic church was down our road, or just around the road from us, at Oxford Road, and that's gone now. And I happen to have a little bit of link with this pub in a way that there is a photo on the wall of a sailor you may or may not have noticed, and that's Christopher, I'll get it right in a minute. That's it, Christine's brother. He served in the Navy, as you can see by his uniform, and without knowing, I happened to serve on the same ship as him. So there is that little link. And of course, another little link is, of course, my granddaughter, now working here. She loves it, really loves it. And, well, anyway, I'll carry on from there. Noted people, you've all heard of Jonathan Swift, the writer of Gulliver's Travels. Well, his relation lives down the road from here, just along the road. Eileen Fowler used to live here. She was a keep fit radio lady. The heavyweight champion of Britain, John McDermott, was here, lives here. And of course, John Wayne Hibbert, the champion boxer at this moment.
lives here as well.
When I first moved in, we had a copper down the road, Victoria Road, a police station, which is all gone now. And it's sad to leave a local copper because it was very, very good. We had Alan the blacksmith, he's moved to Linford. And I could go on with the people who have lived here and gone. I don't know what else to say. John told me to drag it out a little bit. He said, well, the longer I feed them here, the more they drink. Anyway, I think that's enough for now. Oh, that's time for that.
Thank you, Mike, very much. He's doing a wonderful job here in Hornden. Keep taking the good stuff. And thank you.
Thank you.